And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
I'm Liz Johnston from Verrill. When is the last time you reviewed your company's anti-harassment policies? What about the last time your employees and managers were trained on those policies? If it's been a while, this tip is for you. These days, news of a workplace incident can spread like wildfire, and so it's important to stay on top of cultivating policies and a culture that discourages harassing behavior among employees. Review your employee handbook to ensure that it contains policies prohibiting not only sexual harassment, but all types of harassment based on traits protected under federal, state, and local law. Once your policies are in place, a training session is a great way to remind your employees of the company's values, open door policy, prohibitions on harassment, and procedures for handling complaints. Separate training for supervisors and managers is also important so that members of your management understand what to do if they become aware of a complaint or incident. If you have any questions about anti-harassment policies or identifying, preventing, or handling a hostile work environment claim, please contact me or any member of Verrill's Employment and Labor Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill.